for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia Roy. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, yoga teacher, and sound therapist here at Illuminations. So we have another guest here today, and her name is Meher Mirchandani. She is an award-winning entrepreneur, author, healer, and coach. Meher is the director of Monterey Logistics Fund and managing director of Palman Group. She is a maven who balances her various roles with equal ease and persistent hard work, whether it is that of a business leader, decision maker, wife, daughter, or a devoted mother to her two twin daughters. So thank you so much, Meher, for joining me here today. I cannot wait to get started on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
So the topic of our show today is all about self-love. So without further ado, let's just get right into it. So Meher, I want you to share a little bit about self-love and tell me what exactly is self-love and why is it important?
So if there's something missing in your life, it is you. It is the connection with yourself and it is the love for yourself. And this originated from my personal experience with myself and my journey. For most of my life, I felt something was missing in my life. Not knowingly, it was me. I was not in love with myself. I was not appreciating, accepting myself for who I am. Mm-hmm. And my journey taught me that loving myself is the greatest gift I can give myself. We all live with subconscious programming. Mm-hmm. And the programming that someone else's love will complete us, mm-hmm. when they love us as per our expectations is what I grew up with too. Yeah. Maybe watching the Disney tales and the Bollywood movies and things like that. The programming was in me.
Yeah.
So when I got married to the man I loved, I felt I was complete.
Yeah.
I felt there was nothing else that could complete me but getting married to the person I loved and he loving me back as per my expectations.
Yeah.
But if you notice the key word, my expectations.
Yeah.
So we don't even know we don't even know ourselves, leave alone somebody else knowing our expectations.
Yeah.
So this was the whole disparity which I was living in and I got into a rabbit hole of not understanding how to get out of it.
Yeah.
I was in a prison in my head, not knowing what I wanted, not knowing why I was convicted and when was the release date. I was in so much pain in my heart and soul, not understanding what was missing in my life until I found me.
So what was that journey like? So can you share a little bit about what you went through that gave you this clarity or this insight of what exactly is self-love and why it was so important to you?
So in fact, I'm a healer as well, a theta healer. And I really believe in these modalities. And I feel that they are the ones that answer questions of life that we are not aware about. Mm. So a series of reflections and exercises, along with a past life regression therapy and a quantum healing session, made me realize that I had actually wasted several lives waiting for someone else to complete me. Hmm. And when I finished that session, it was an aha moment for me. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh my God, I did that in my past lives and I'm doing that in my current life. So that is what got me the awareness that I have wasted a lifetime seeking love of another, but now it's my turn to love myself and lead a life of fulfillment, contentment, and live my purpose and passion and vision and mission for this life, because I couldn't waste it anymore. I had done it in the past.
So what do you exactly mean by wasting it? So before you had this understanding, or before you went down this journey, what did that lack of self-love look like for you? And why was it so apparent?
So I would wait for validation from my husband for everything I did. As soon as I got married, I also started my fashion label called Meher and Ridhima with my best friend Ridhima. And everything was awesome, successful. But what was missing was I was seeking validation, love from my husband all the time. Mm. And that was pretty miserable, actually, you know, just waiting for someone else to love you, to complete you, to make you feel who you are meant to be, because I was not good enough in my own eyes. Mm. And I have grown up in a very luxurious house, I may say. I'm blessed and grateful and aware that I have been brought up in a privileged home. Mm. Besides that, I felt incomplete. Yeah, and it was, of course, an illusion created by my mind that my husband will complete me, and it's his job to complete me.
Yeah.
It's nobody's job to complete you.
Yeah.
After we are all aware, we get to know that it's nobody's job to complete you, but only your own job to complete you.
So when you say when you were expecting your husband to complete you, and you had to change that narrative and do the work for yourself, what did that look like?
So I felt like a victim. I had a victim mentality. Mm. I felt I was hit by all circumstances. And I was a victim of being married to the person maybe not fit for me. I was being married very too early in life.
Wow.
I was a victim of everything, I felt.
Wow.
So I had to change the victim mentality into the victor mentality.
Yeah.
I had to get my power back from my own beliefs and my thinking. I had to change my beliefs.
Yeah.
I had to reprogram them.
Yeah. And I love how you mentioned that concept about moving from victim to victor, because a lot of people don't even realize that they get into this loop, because when you're a victim, or when you play the victim role, it's a lot easier because it's poor me, right? And it's, you know, I can't do anything about it. And you kind of have this very low mentality where you don't take charge, you don't make choices. But it must have been quite hard for you to shake that and take that first step, or was it not?
It was super hard. I thought it was my life was to live in pain. My life was to live an unfulfilled life for the rest of my life.
Wow.
I thought that was my life. It's done. Khalas, you know, it's over. And only if I really, really want to live, I will have to come back. I will have to be reborn in another lifetime to live the life I desire.
Oh my.
So I was like, and hence the name of my book, Come Alive, Don't Just Exist. I was just existing.
Wow.
So when I realized this, I came alive.
Wow. And what was that breaking point? You must have had an aha moment or a breaking point that made you say or think, you know what, enough is enough. I need to change something.
So it was seeing my past life. I mean, whoever believes in past life. So wow. I saw it. I saw it so clearly in front of my eyes.
Wow.
Yeah. In a session similar to what you would do.
Yeah.
I saw it so clearly that I had wasted a lifetime seeking love from another. And I was doing the same thing. I was repeating the pattern.
Yeah.
I was repeating the pattern in this life. And that itself was like a punch in my face.
Wow.
It was like, what was I thinking? What am I doing?
So it's almost like if you do the exact same thing.
Mistake. Imagine.
And it'll just keep repeating it. So it's almost like, whatever your soul's journey was, it was asking you to shift. But the only way you can do that was through going through this negative pain, or I mean this pain phase, or this.
Yes, absolutely. Like they say, the heart has to break for the light to enter.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened with
100%, because if you think about it, if everything was fine and you're comfortable, then there isn't a need for a change. It's only absolutely. When you're going through pain, right?
Absolutely.
So what did you do next?
So I realized I started taking charge of my life. I started taking charge of what I want to do, what I want to achieve. I started taking my power back from everyone who I had given my power to. And I started the journey of prioritizing myself. I made myself my number one priority.
Wow.
I started meditating. I started reading, learning new things. I started journaling. I started exercising. I used to not do any of these up until 35 years of age.
Wow. Wow.
So I never took care of me as I would for anybody I loved. Mm. I didn't take care of myself as much as I could take care of myself.
Wow. So like in that initial moment, so like you had that realization and you started making time for yourself, those initial phases of facing the truth and looking at whatever that needed to come up, I'm sure there must have been a lot of hard truths for you to accept. And what was that like?
So of course it was a painful journey, and you feel alone at first. You feel very, very alone because you just realize that everything that you lived for or with in your mind, of course, in your subconscious programming, it's an illusion. So you have to break free from those illusions of those subconscious programming, which has taught you things that are not even true.
Mm. And what was that? What were these subconscious patterns or thoughts that you had to break through?
I mean, simple things like, you know, when we grow up, we see our mother behaving in a certain way with her children or a husband or her in-laws or whatever it is, you know, we observe and it goes to our subconscious programming, right? Yeah. So for my mother, my father is the most important thing in life. After that, it's the kids. Maybe then the in-laws, then the family, and then herself.
Wow.
So I lived with that same programming and I had to break that. I had to really break that and explain to myself and reprogram my subconscious programming to telling myself that I am the most important part of my life. I am the most important person of my life.
Yeah.
I am the most important thing to me, and I will meet myself first, which is I will meditate and meet myself in that meditation of 1 hour every single day because I am the most important thing to me. Wow. And that was difficult for me to do. It was very, very difficult for me to understand, explain to myself that I am the most important thing.
Because I imagine you must have felt some form of guilt at first.
Yeah, it takes time to let go.
Wow.
And it's very difficult when it's so embedded, even in societal
exactly.
belief system, 100%. I would say. Because we all have that social consciousness, you know, which also
carry down through generations yes, as well,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Wow, so just breaking that norm as well.
Wow. Absolutely. It's wow. tough. It's and very, very challenging, but it's very rewarding when you get that awareness, when you understand that nobody is going to rescue you. Mm. You have to rescue yourself mm-hmm. and live the life you desire and yeah. you want to. And you have to work on yourself to be who you're meant to be.
Wow. I love that. So what were these attributes that you slowly started developing, or what were the first changes that you started observing when you started, if any?
I started feeling whole and complete. I could feel it. Like from a few days of meditating, doing exercise, journaling, you know, pouring my thoughts on paper, I went on a forgiveness journey where I started forgiving everyone around me and myself, of course. So I started reflecting and also lightening my heart. I started opening my heart, like they say. Mm. You know, I started opening my heart and accepting myself for who I am, appreciating myself, loving myself. But the process of self-love is a five-phase process. And that's what I actually guide people on, because I'm a coach as well. And I coach people from all walks of life. And my mission is to be able to transform your relationship with yourself, which impacts the relationship you have with everything else in this world.
Wow. And what does that five-phase step look like?
So the five-phase process of self-love is, the first step is knowing yourself.
Okay.
You cannot be in love with someone you don't know. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like the courtship with another. You need to spend time with yourself.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, you need to spend time with yourself. And the second is identifying the self-limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. Because we all have those. Like we just touched upon a few, few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So identifying the self-limiting beliefs. The third is reprogramming them. So we reprogram those beliefs like I did for prioritizing myself.
Yeah.
Fourth is letting go. Letting go of everything that is not serving us. It is not serving our soul. Be it thoughts, people, activities, anything, habits. You need to let go and replace them with new things,
and
new
this,
habits.
This is where the forgiveness part comes in.
Absolutely. So that's the fourth phase.
Yeah.
And the fifth phase is starting to appreciate yourself, accept yourself for who you are.
And this is a gratitude.
This is being grateful, appreciating, writing a love letter to yourself. Mm. Just loving yourself fully, authentically, for who you are, like your soul self, basically. Because after this entire process, you actually become pure towards yourself.
So I'm thinking of some people who are probably listening. If for many, many years, all you've ever told yourself were things like you're not good enough, you're not good looking, and you're not worthy. And when it comes to rewiring those thoughts, it must be quite conflicting, right? So if you have an inner belief versus what you would like to say, because of that friction, do you have any tips or tools how you could manage that? Because it's one thing to want something, and it's the other thing to believe the exact opposite. So how do you work on those inner beliefs, and how do you change that?
So obviously, like we discussed, it's the reprogramming of the beliefs. And you can do that in several ways. You can reprogram beliefs in several ways. One is affirmations. Mm-hmm. When you say affirmations, that is the only way you can, repetition basically. Repetition is the only way to get to your subconscious and change those beliefs after the age of 7.
Right.
Okay. So any kind of repetition, be it journaling, be it meditation, be it affirmations, that definitely helps.
Got you.
And meditation is the highest of all. Mm-hmm. If you start meditating, and in your meditations, if you have the positive self-talk with yourself, you are sure to understand, know yourself, and start loving yourself for who you are.
So the self-criticism, can you talk a little bit about the nature of self-criticism, or how that usually develops, and what can people do to resolve it apart from meditation? Is there anything else that people can do?
So as part of the self-love process, the process is also to love yourself unconditionally and accept your faults and mistakes and unawareness, or whatever you are, basically accept your flaws.
Without judgment.
Without judgment. So there's no judgment. You don't judge yourself.
Yeah.
And we all make mistakes. We are all a work in progress. Mm-hmm. That is a said. So what I would do is I would talk to myself like my mother, because she's the one who is the most unconditionally in love with me.
Wow.
Till date, my mom. So I would talk to myself in my head as though my mother is speaking to me.
Wow.
So you can choose any such relationship you hold, maybe your grandmother, maybe your
best friend,
your sister, your sibling, whoever. Choose that person, make that person your inner voice in your head, and let them speak to you at times of anxiety, despair, nervousness, or anything like that.
Wow.
And it really works wonders.
Oh, that's such a great tip. That's such a great tip. Anything else that you've done in the process as well?
So meditation, I feel, has been underrated. The power that meditation holds in your life is so underrated. And I know a lot of people are talking about it, but still a lot of people are not doing it. So I feel meditation extremely helped me.
Yeah.
Because through meditation, I would really rewire myself. Because mm-hmm. it's when we're in meditation, we get to the theta state. And that's the state we need to reprogram any kind of subconscious programming or beliefs that don't serve us anymore.
Got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's as simple as that. Meditation, journaling, exercise, reading. Mm. Reading something new, a newer perspective. Maybe you're blaming yourself for making a mistake on something. But when you read another perspective of the similar subject, you will know better and then you will do better the next time.
Got you. Got you. And when it comes to meditation, because a lot of people will have the issues of I can't sit and meditate or there are too many thoughts. So what tips would you have for people who've never meditated before and they're just starting off with meditation? What can they do?
So it's exactly like going to the gym. There's so many of us who've never gone to the gym, but then we start.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. It's like training your mind instead of training your body. You start with 2 minutes, you go up to 5 minutes, you go up to 10 minutes, 15, 20, 30, and you just build from there, but you don't give up. It's the same going to gym. You start with carrying 2 kgs, then you start with then you continue with 5, then 15, 20, and you can go up. You know?
Wow.
So that's exactly how it is. You have to build the muscle to be able to meditate.
Wow. No, I completely agree with that. So in this process, after going through this journey, how did you notice your relationship with other people change through changing your relationship with yourself?
Absolutely.
And what was the first observation?
The relationship that you have with yourself determines the quality of every other relationship in life. And not only with people, but with money, with happiness, with joy, everything changes.
Oh, wow.
So you have to be aware of this knowledge. So when I started falling in love with myself, I started having a better relationship with my kids, my husband, money, and everything around me, my health. Oh my God, I can't tell you the impact it had on my health. Just by me loving myself, exercising for that 20, 30 minutes a day or even 4 times a week, the impact on my health was phenomenal. Mm. I used to have constant pain in my legs and shoulders. Mm. And since the time I've fallen in love with myself, I have no pain in my shoulders at all.
Wow. Because you're not only through body awareness, but the work that you put in yourself as well. But I'm really curious about how did your relationship with money change and how did you make that connection?
So when you are in a victim state, you're in a state of lack as well, right? You have lack mentality as well because victim and lack, you know, they go hand in hand. But when you are in love with yourself, you embark on the journey of abundant mentality because you're giving. Once you're in love with yourself, you are not shy to give out love to everybody. So I mean, one of the values at my workplace is love. And I'm not shy to give out love to all my colleagues, all my stakeholders. And I give it out very freely. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, love is the highest energy on this earth and planet. So you move from a lack mentality to an abundant mentality. Wow. So that helps you change your relationship with money as well.
Wow. And the opportunities that come in and the relationships you build with
absolutely,
that,
yeah.
that must have completely shifted for you.
Yes, you become in a state of flow when you are in love with yourself. Mm-hmm. Everything, that you feel that the universe is working in your favor and for you.
Wow, I love that so much. And before we started the show, you were really sweet to give me one of your books. And I'd love for you to share and talk a little bit about your book.
So it's exactly what I spoke to you right now a few minutes ago, but in a structured way. So please do get a copy. It's available on Amazon and all other platforms in UAE and other countries as well.
Yeah.
So my book is again my journey. It's my mission to create the awareness of self-love so everyone in the world can live a little better. Because it's your right. And you can do it. You can make yourself the master instead of your mind and live a life you desire.
Wow.
So I start with my journey, which I shared a bit of that, where I felt like a victim. Mm. I start with that in the book. Then I go on and also share the 5-phase process. Because falling in love with yourself is a process.
Yeah.
And once you're aware of the process, you can really start working on it. And it's not very difficult if you know the process.
Yeah.
And since I got to know it, I wanted to really share it. Because as soon as I fell in love with myself, I felt magic.
Yeah.
I felt what magic would be.
Yeah.
So I really had to go out and write the book so I could help fellow humans.
Wow, that's so sweet of you. And for those listening, the name of the book is Come Alive by Meher Mirchandani. And yeah, that's there the book. It is. Well, Meher, thank you so much for joining us today. It was honestly such a pleasure to have you on. So before we leave, any last words to our listeners?
I would say you are here to put a dent in the world. And as long as you believe it, it's yours to achieve and yours to have. So work on yourself, fall in love with yourself, and feel the magic you're here to feel.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you so much,
Thank
Meher.
You for having me. Thank Absolutely. You. It was beautiful.
And thank you to all the listeners who are listening. I will catch you with another speaker with another episode. Until then, take care and live light.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.